The next coach in the teleconference is Purdue's Danny Hope. The Boilermakers are 1-0 overall and play at Rice on Saturday, a 2:30 game to be televised by the CBS Sports Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on a little early. If you can give an opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Well, we were excited to win Saturday. It was a big day for our football team. I thought we played well in the second half, and was excited to see our new quarterback, Taylor Turbush, in a real live football game. So, big day for the Boilermakers.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Danny, just curious, you mentioned Turbush. Is Marv, is he able to play this week if you need him?
I think he'll be ready to play this week. You know, there was a point in time in the game the other day when it got really hot and Caleb was starting to cramp up a little bit. And then Robert, you know, he wanted to go into the game. He hasn't practiced that much. He practiced some last week, and then did very well with the reps that he got. But we weren't really sure, you know, about the safety part of it. He hadn't, you know, been out there in a game since last year. So we, you know, opted not to go in that direction. But I think he's going to be much further along, you know, this week than he has been the last couple of weeks. And we anticipate him being out there at practice today, getting a lot of reps and start getting him ready for the game this Saturday.
Is with the quarterback depth around the league, there's a number of places, in, you know, Purdue, Northwestern, some other places where guys came off the bench and turned in some pretty good performances. I guess kind of what's your take on the quarterback depth around the league, and do you think maybe guys, younger guys, are more ready to step in right away than maybe was the case in the past?
Well, I don't know enough about the depth at the quarterback position around the rest of the league. Yeah, it's still about our own football team, but I know that everyone's kind of in a similar situation where, you know, you have, you know, everything invested in one guy, you know, and then last year we went through a bunch of quarterbacks, and this year, you know, we have Caleb Turbush starting for us, and we'd like to get Robert Marv ready again, and we were trying to get, you know, Sean Robbins ready, and we're trying to get another quarterback some game experience, you know, give him some plays in the game so that if something was to happen to number one, you don't have to go to a quarterback that hasn't played any games at all. We went through that last year. So I don't know enough about everyone else's situation, but right now Caleb Turbush is our quarterback, and we're trying to get another quarterback ready to play some in the games so that he has game experience as well. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, hey, Coach, if you could, just talk about the challenges of playing at Rice and what that team presents to you guys.
Well, they're a tough football team, very physical football team, and obviously it's a road game. It's a very important road game for us. You know, it's an opportunity to, if we play well, you know, to get our second win of the season. Second half of our season, we have a lot of road games, and we're going to have to become road warriors. So we might as well start now. So this is a very important road game for our football team. And Rice is a really good football team. They're very physical defensively. They're very strong across the front. They play with great leverage. Their corners can really run. Their linebackers really hit. Their safeties really hit. They don't do a whole lot defensively. They give you a couple fronts and a couple coverages, and they do a great job of executing, you know, their base defense. Offensively, they give you a lot to work on. They're similar to us in some ways, where last year they had some injuries and they played three different quarterbacks and tried to manufacture different types of offensive plays based on who and what they had healthy. You know, so you're not really sure exactly, you know, what's all involved in their offense, you know, for this 2011 season, how much of what they did last year is still, you know, at their availability from a play calling standpoint. But you know, they can get in the shotgun with a really good quarterback and flanking with a really good skill players. They have an excellent running back who was their leading rusher and receiver last year. They bring in a really good football player as a wildcat player and give you some real headaches executing a wildcat offense, you know, out of the shotgun. And their starting quarterback is a good passer and a really good football player, really manages their offense very well. They're really big at the receiver position. They have big tight ends and H-backs, you know, flexed out in the perimeter. And there's some real mismatches out in the perimeter size-wise. So they're a good football team. you know, tough guys, very disciplined. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. So we're going to play very well to win on the road against Rice.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Danny, how would you assess the way Caleb played overall in his first game there?
I thought Caleb did very well. I thought our offense played very well Saturday after the ball was snapped. We made a lot of mistakes before the ball was snapped. You know, we went out there in a no-huddle offense, and you know, we didn't get lined up right at times, and we got the personnel in the groupings misaligned some, and you know, missed a few signals, and you know, we had some penalties. You know, we lined up off, you know, five in the backfield and jumped off sides a couple times. So, you know, I think the you know, we had some pre-snap errors that made it look not as attractive as it was. But once the ball was snapped, I thought we blocked well and caught the ball well and ran the ball well. And I thought Caleb played well. I thought as the game went on, he got better and better. And I thought in the fourth quarter, I believe we scored the last three times that we had the football. I thought Caleb really came of age in the fourth quarter when the game was on the line. And he didn't waver, and I thought he looked confident and sure, and I really thought he took some great steps this week. And I was pleased with his performance. He threw for about 60%, and he had only one interception. So good opening debut for Caleb Turbush.
And how much of that you know, not lining up properly and penalties were just a result of being an opener and having a new quarterback, and how much can you clean that up, do you think, from week one to week two?
Well, we can clean it up a lot, and a lot of it. Yeah, we're doing a lot of no huddle early. You know, that's not our base offense. You know, we just no huddle early, and you know, maybe we could have huddled up some a little bit more. You know, in the first half, you know, we'd have, you know, got settled down a little bit and maybe got things in sync a little bit better. But all those things are correctable. And to be quite frank, we didn't have many of those issues in practice. You know, during the week or the last couple of weeks, we've executed really well. As far as, you know, getting lined up and having the right people in the right spots, and I was surprised that it showed up on game day, but it's something we'll work on and we can get it corrected. There's no question about that.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Danny, just defensively, how did you evaluate the group coming out of week one?
Well, we did some good things. You know, in the second half, we made plays when we had to. I thought, did a pretty good job as far as run defense goes. I think they probably averaged maybe 3.5 yards a carry. We didn't get many hits on the quarterback, and then they threw the ball, you know, quite a bit. But they had the quarterback really deep in the shotgun, taking a really deep drop, and it was a very hot day, and I thought those three things negated the effectiveness of our pass rush some. They didn't have very many big plays. I think our defense did a good job of minimizing their big plays. They had one really big play before the half. We had a half a dozen tackles for a loss and a half a dozen hurries. So there were a lot of good things. You know, again, I thought that we could have played, you know, harder and a little more reckless across the line of scrimmage. And there were some little things that we could have done better. We missed some tackles, you know, early in the first half. We tackled a little bit better in the second half. But all said and done, I thought we did some good things Saturday defensively.
And just, I mean, the way the game ended, how can that kind of springboard you guys here for the next couple of the next game here at Rice, just being able to come back and win the way you did?
Well, I think it's huge for a football team. You know, first off, a win is huge for us. You know, we ended the season last year with a losing streak and a lot of injuries and guys trying hard, but, you know, not being able to pull out some big wins in some close games. So, you know, to get a win is really sweet, you know, for our football team. And you know, we're excited, you know, about that. But, you know, the way that it happened, to have to come from behind, you know, on a day where it was really hot and I guess a very determined opponent. And the Middle Tennessee was a very fast football team, and they had some players that played well. But to be able to come from behind and to get the win, you know, an opportunity for our football team to learn how to win in the second half of that ball game, I think is huge for our football team and our football season this year.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, talk about the play of Ralph Bolden in his first game back after missing last year.
I thought Ralph did great. You know, he looked like the, you know, certainly one of the best players on the field again, and he is. He's an outstanding player. I was really pleased with Ralph's performance. You know, I think he rushed for 120-something yards, about 7 yards a carry, I believe is what his average was at, or close to it. He was physical in his blocking. He did a good job in pass protection, really getting after the linebackers and some of the defensive ends. I thought he ran physical and he ran fast. He hasn't played in a game in a long time, and I thought a couple times he got tired. It was hard to manufacture the exact same tempo in practice, you know, as that game tempo. That's football games is like, you know, it's like fight tempo. You know, it can get you a little, you know, winded in a different way. And I thought that Ralph went out there and really pushed himself, and he got winded a couple times and pushed himself through that, you know, and I think that was important for him to do that. I thought he played very well, and it looked like he could be a great player for us this season.
All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.